Halfpipe skiing is among the 12 new Olympic sports debuting in Sochi. Simon Dumont, now 27, is known as the godfather of that sport. He's been competing in it since he was 13. But last weekend, Dumont skied the last run of Olympic qualifying without throwing a single trick. The day before, Dumont tore his ACL, ending his hopes of going for gold in the sport he helped bring to the Olympics. Simon, were you tempted to skip that last run and just take the bow to which you're entitled?
I don't know. I if I was going to go out, I wanted to go out on my terms. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went up there and I did at least one half pipe run without an ACL just to take in everything that I've done for so long. And then, I kind of just didn't feel like taking the second run. Obviously, I wasn't willing to risk anything else, and that was enough for me.
Halfpipe snowboarding was added to the Olympics back in 1998. Why has it taken so long for halfpipe skiing to be included?
Our sport is still in its infancy, I guess. I would say I'm a second-generation skier. You know, there was the first generation, the Canadian Air Force team. It was a bunch of Canadians. They kind of were just over the moguls and the aerials and other aspects of the competitive ski scene. So they just went out, got blowtorches, blew up the tip of their ski, made them twin tip, and just started hitting jumps, getting in the half pipe, doing things like that. And then with contests like the X Games, which I'm at right now, I mean, I think this is a contest that really put free skiing on the map and helped kind of create some legitimacy. And then we, as a ski community, created a thing called the AFP, which is an Association of Free Skiing Professionals. It's our own sanction, and it is our way of kind of to legitimize our sport, create a little bit of structure, which we initially wanted nothing to do with, but we created our own sanction within our free skiing community to create our own structure so we could hold our own integrity and look a little bit more legitimate to somebody like the IOC.
I like the phrase, a little more legitimate.
You know, we still are kind of the rebels. I mean, I didn't do ski racing. I didn't do moguls. I didn't do aerials. I never did any of that because I didn't like the rules. I didn't like the constraints. The cool thing about our sport is, let's say a Cork 900, for example, for the viewers that don't know what that is, it's 2.5 rotations and you're off axis. So that means you're not upright. There's probably 100 different ways to do that trick, and every single person can choose to do a different way, and that brings in your own style. It brings in your own personality, and I think that's what really draws in a lot of people.
You make an interesting point. We had to learn a new vocabulary when halfpipe snowboarding came onto the scene with tricks like the double McTwist 1260. What terms should I be familiar with before I tune in on February 18th?
It's going to be tough. I think it's the job of the announcer. And we have a guy named Luke Van Valen who was an ex-pro skier. And it's going to be his job to really convey what the tricks are and try and help people understand. It's going to take a little bit of time, but I think it's really easy for people to comprehend the amplitude factor, which is the height you come out of the half pipe, and that is what's really exciting, and I think it's going to draw a lot of eyes onto it.
Our listeners, or at least many of them, are probably familiar with Sean White, the most recognizable face on the half pipe snowboarding team. Who should they be looking out for in half pipe skiing?
There's a young kid, Torin Yeader Wallace. He is my target teammate, and he is 18 years old. I kind of see a little bit of myself in him. I mean, I'm only 27, but I'm old for our sport, so it's crazy to see these younger kids come up and just, I used to be that guy that everybody hated because he's so young and so good. And Torin Yeader Wallace is one of those guys on our American team.
Simon, you had said before this season that this would be your only trip to the Olympics. Do you find yourself tempted at this point to try and come back from injury for South Korea in 2018?
You know, I just don't know if that's what I want in my life. I mean, I've been skiing since I was 3 years old, turned pro when I was 13 years old, and I've just been doing it forever, and I just wasn't finding the next thing to kind of push myself towards, and the Olympics was that, and I was already on the fence of like, oh, can I make it? I'm so worn out. I know that physically I have the talent to be there, but I just didn't know if mentally I could do it. And then, you know, I'm battling all these injuries, and maybe it's just a sign that I got to kind of look to different things. And the cool thing about our sport, there are other aspects. You know, if you know snowboarding at all, Travis Rice makes huge film projects. I'd love to do a movie of sorts, just film and kind of enjoy what I've done for so long.
Simon Dumont is the godfather of halfpipe skiing. Visit onlyagame.org to see a video of Simon in action. And Simon, thanks very much for joining me, and good luck.
All right, ciao.